You're tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso. Good morning, I'm Luis Sainz, your host for Focus on Campus, and joining us today is Maribel Villalba. Maribel is no stranger to KTP. She's been here before on various occasions in different capacities, but now she is the director of the Centennial Museum, which is, if you've been to KTP, it's right across the street from where we are, and they have the native plant sale about usually around the same time that we have our one of our fund drives. But Maribel is on board, and we're going to talk a little bit about her background. And then she's got some exciting things that are happening at the museum as far as exhibits and different things that, you're going to get excited, especially involved with the Centennial. So Maribel, thank you very much for being with us here
today. Thank you for having me.
Now, tell me a little bit about how you got involved in this, and because you mentioned you were appointed in February, and you and I are journalists. I can't say former journalists, because once you're a journalist, I guess
we're always a journalist.
But what made you change the career path like that?
Well, it was very interesting. I wasn't looking to get into museums. I always say museums kind of found me. But I had been at the El Paso Times 15 years, and for about 10 of those years, I had been the arts writer and got very involved in covering the arts, every aspect of the arts, from museums to galleries to the opera, the symphony. And I got to know the director of the El Paso Holocaust Museum very well, and she had called one day to tell me she was retiring. And literally as a joke, I said to her, oh, I should apply for your job. And she and, you know, some other people that I knew convinced me that, hey, you should throw your name in the hat. And I knew they were doing a national search. And so I said, well, I have nothing to lose. You know, I'm just going to throw my name in the hat. And before long, I was being called for an interview. And then shortly after that, I was being offered the job. And it's one of those things that is a once in a lifetime opportunity to, you know, very few people have an opportunity to do such a drastic career change like that. And I got really excited about that opportunity, and I just jumped in with both feet and fell in love with the museum world.
And, you know, in a way, journalists are – we are part of museums, too, because we do a lot of research.
Right.
We go back for some stories, and we have to find out the facts and what happened in this year, et cetera. And so basically we're storytellers. And,
absolutely.
And you know, that's what museums are. They tell stories. And some of the museums, of course, have changed so much. Because I remember when I was a kid, and I've always loved history and museums and stuff like that. But there came a time where museums were kind of boring because you couldn't touch anything. You couldn't do anything. It was almost like walking into a library and you had to be very quiet, or – you know, some other place like that. But things have changed tremendously, and especially with technology.
Absolutely. They're becoming much more interactive, much more family friendly, not just with the exhibits, but with all of the events that museums can do now surrounding exhibits or themes, you know, lots of camps, lots of workshops, guest speakers. I mean, you can do so much to make it an interactive experience as opposed to just walking in the front door and, you know, spending 20, 30 minutes there and walking back out. I mean, the goal is to keep people coming back and keep it interesting for them all the time.
You know, I'm not sure if anybody – I'm sure they have talked about this already. But the fact that we're getting ready to celebrate our centennial, and the name of the museum is the Centennial Museum, was that ironic, or was it named like that? Just –
well, it's a happy coincidence. The museum is named the Centennial Museum because when it was first built in the early 1930s, El Paso received funding from the Texas legislature for the Texas Centennial Celebration. And it received $50,000. And a lot of people don't know this, but the Centennial Museum is actually El Paso's very first museum. There was no museum prior to this museum. And there was a lot of debate as to where it should be. Should it be downtown? Should it be in the plaza? Ultimately, you know, a committee determined that it should be on the UTEP campus. And that's why it's here. And, you know, so when the centennial celebration started to get close, they were looking for a place to act as a welcome center for the celebration. If you're going to invite the public to come and celebrate with you, you have to have a place for them to go. And so it became more and more obvious that the museum, which already had the name Centennial, would be the perfect spot for that. And so things kind of evolved that way.
As you mentioned, plans are already being made, and of course, plans were being made. I remember attending a meeting last August with Dr. Erickson, Keith Erickson, History Department. And as far as the museum itself and the exhibits, tell us a little bit about what kind of exhibits do you have going on now? And for people who haven't been there for a while, changes have been made. As you walk in, you're going to notice that. And you have some exciting events and news to tell us about what's coming up.
Absolutely. Well, right now, people can come and see our permanent exhibit, which chronicles the story of the Chihuahuan Desert. And they can learn more about the minerals of the area, fossils of the area, the people that have lived through the Chihuahuan Desert, the animals of the region. And then outdoors, they can always go through the Chihuahuan Desert Gardens. This is a botanical garden that has more than 800 species of native plants native to the Chihuahuan Desert. Starting in September, we're going to start a series of rotating exhibits, all dealing with the history of UTEP through different departments. We're going to focus on how technology has changed on the campus over the last 100 years. We're going to have an exhibit on UTEP athletics because so many times UTEP is associated with the 1966 basketball championship. However, you know, we're one of the most winning universities when it comes to track and field. And other sports, you know, so we want to chronicle some more of the UTEP athletics. UTEP in the news, some of the headlines that have come through UTEP over the last 100 years. UTEP and the Chicano movement, UTEP and its connection to the Kingdom of Bhutan. And then we're going to culminate the centennial year with a centennial photo contest. We're also going to have a year-long exhibit that chronicles the history of UTEP, and this is something that Dr. Keith Erickson has been working on for some time now, you know, talking about how UTEP started as a mining school and has evolved into a research university that it is today.
And, Maribel, what does it take as far as as you know, when we were both in news, we would have production meetings and we would decide, you know, what is the lead story, what should go on this page, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And so as a museum director, how do you decide what's going to attract people? And because one of the things that people sometimes will say, well, I've been to the zoo before. And they haven't, because the zoo has changed so much over the last few years. Right. And the last time they've gone was probably 10 years ago. So how do you decide that what to put there, what exhibits to choose? How do you compete against bigger museums? Because I know that sometimes that's a challenge. And then keep people coming back.
Well, it's not easy, I'll tell you that, because there are so many things that you do have to take into consideration. For example, a budget. You know, a lot of traveling exhibits are very expensive. And you also have to keep in mind who your audience is. And sometimes with different exhibits, you want to target different audiences. Sometimes you want to bring in an exhibit that focuses more on a more kid-friendly audience because you want to introduce them to museums. In terms of the Centennial Museum, you have to keep in mind what its mission is. And its mission is to chronicle the story of the Chihuahuan Desert. In addition to that, it's also focusing on border life and culture and to highlight the work of students and faculty here at UTEP. So we have a very defined mission. So moving forward, when we start to look for exhibits for 2015, those are all things that we have to take into consideration. You know, I've already gotten some calls from people since I've come to the Centennial Museum who say, you know, I would really love to have an exhibit there. But the truth is they may or may not fit our mission. So you have to weigh all of those things. We're looking into some exhibits from some UTEP faculty here, you know, some people who have approached us. And also there's a wonderful exhibit that's out there right now on the story of the Pueblo Indians that's currently in Albuquerque. So if that's something that can fit into our budget, you know, it's something that we would really consider bringing. But there's a lot of things that you have to take into consideration.
And so when you have a traveling exhibit, mm-hmm. like the one you just mentioned, does it work in some cases like a concert would? If they're going to be in the area and they have an opening, they might stop. Of course, that's different, right. Very different, because you don't want to have a one night only at the exhibit and then it's gone. It takes forever to set up. A lot of work goes on behind the scenes. So do you compete against museums our size, or do you also compete against museums like, you know, Houston? And
Well, you're always in competition, but hopefully well, let me rewind. I can honestly tell you that the museum community here in El Paso is very supportive of each museum. There's a wonderful organization that exists. It's called the Border Museum Association. And I became involved in this organization when I was over at the El Paso Holocaust Museum. And, you know, we always try to cross-promote each other's events. We try to keep in mind when one organization is doing something, just to make sure that we're not doing something that may or may not step on their toes. But at the same time, each individual organization has to have events. And sometimes you're going to have openings on the same night. That's going to be inevitable. But for the most part, there's a very cooperative arts or community here in El Paso, especially when it comes to the museums.
Generally, when you go to a museum, most of the museums are free. Some of them do charge. Centennial Museum, of course, you accept donations. But you welcome groups, correct? Students, schools, a lot of
Absolutely.
Stuff.
Absolutely. We are trying to reestablish our educational program, which had kind of been laying low for the last couple of years. But part of that is re-energizing our outreach to schools. We already have schools coming to us with field trips and things like that, but we want to make even a bigger effort to reach out to schools and civic organizations and homeschoolers, you know, anybody that has students to bring them to the museum, and we want to make it easier for them to do that, especially going through this campus transformation where it may be kind of hard to get onto campus. We want to facilitate that so that we can have more groups and organizations and schools coming to the museum. You know, our livelihood depends on it, obviously. We want to get as much, you know, we want to increase our attendance as much as we can. We want people to see what we're doing, especially in the centennial year when we're doing some really great things. We're bringing back our spring break camps, our summer camps. So you're going to find that in 2014 and beyond, we're going to be doing a lot more with outreach.
Would you care to go over again the highlights of what's going to happen in 2014?
Absolutely. Well, the museum, as you know, is going to be the official welcome center for the centennial celebration. And we're going to have a permanent exhibit on UTEP's history, as well as a variety of rotating exhibits throughout the year, focusing on everything from technology to athletics, the news, the Chicano movement, Bhutan. We're also going to have a series of themed walking tours, and these are really exciting because these will definitely keep people coming back over and over again throughout the centennial year. These are going to be everything from athletics tour. You know, we're getting special permission to go into the Larry Durham Center, to go into the Sun Bowl, the Foster Stevens Center, and we're going to be doing architecture tours, public arts tour, a Glory Road tour. That's going to be fun. It's going to focus on the making of Glory Road. As the Lekang gets ready to open, and for those listeners who don't know, the Lekang is a Bhutanese temple that was donated to UTEP from the Kingdom of Bhutan. And in Bhutan, this is used as a sacred space. Obviously, here at UTEP, it's not going to have the same function, but it's just a beautiful, beautiful structure that's going to be on the center of campus. So this Bhutan tour is going to focus on the Lekang as well. We're going to have ghost tours, and as I say that to people, they get really excited because everybody has a ghost story here at UTEP. So there's going to be just so much going on. We're going to have a theater where people can go in and see documentaries about UTEP on a regular basis. And our store is going to be the place where if you want centennial memorabilia, that's where you go and buy it. So there's just a lot going on, and we're really excited about it.
So the Welcome Center that you're talking about is going to be kind of like when you go to Carlsbad Caverns or any other museum, and they have the Welcome Center, and that's where they have the bookstore and everything
the
else.
Brochures. You know, we're going to have a calendar of events. If you want to know what's going on with the centennial, that's where you would go and find out. So absolutely, we want people to come to the Welcome Center and learn more about the centennial and get involved.
Now, Maribel, as we close up for today, some people, because of what you just mentioned, may think that the museum is not in operation right now, but it is.
It is, absolutely.
And tell us what the hours are.
The hours are Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m.
And what is the phone number that they can call for information? Like, should they just call 5000, which is a switchboard, 747-5000?
Yes, and they can ask for the Centennial Museum.
That number, again, is 747-5000, and just ask for the Centennial Museum. And that's in – because I would imagine if you're bringing in a group or a large tour, they would like to have advance notice. But we've been visiting with Maribel Villalba, who is the director of the Centennial Museum. And as you heard, a lot of exciting things happening at the museum, and especially with the Centennial celebration. Maribel, thank you very much for being with us
today. Thank you for having me.
Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer and producer, Dennis Swoop. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Louis Sines.